welcome back to Made to Create. I've got another bonus episode for you today. And so I know it's been a couple months. I missed a month of doing these, and I'm kind of late on this one, but thank you for your grace. And if you are just tuning in or this is your first time checking out the podcast, basically, one of the underlying premises of this podcast is that everybody is creative in one way, shape, or form, and that creativity shows up in a thousand different ways. And so that is my own personal belief and philosophy. And so as a way to kind of articulate that or to show that, I really usually have on some person to talk about some part. Thing that they are doing, whether it's, you know, someone who is a graphic designer or a hairstylist or a painter or a musician or any number of things, business owner, tattoo artist, all kinds of different things. And we talk a little bit about their journey into how they started doing whatever it is that they're doing and all the like the pitfalls and the great things and the challenges that kind of came along with that. And so that's usually what this looks like. But these bonus episodes are really just a way for me to share what it is that I'm kind of thinking about or what lessons I'm learning about creativity. And so the lesson that, you know, I wanted to share today, it's really kind of related to the fact that I'm a little bit behind on these bonus episodes. If you are following me along on social media, I'm on Instagram as at I am Made to Create. And I've even been kind of slow to post and kind of, I don't want to say falling behind, but not posting as regularly there. And it really kind of all has to do with what I wanted to share today. But before I kind of dive into that, I wanted to kind of start off with a story. And this story, it's about when I was pregnant with our first child. So he is now 9 years old, going on 10, or really nine, going on 19, if you asked him. But I was pregnant with him, and I was maybe 8 months pregnant, 8 and a half or something like that, very, very far along. And as one does at that stage of pregnancy, I was just feeling just bleh about the way I looked, about the way I felt. I think I gained like 45 pounds during that pregnancy, and I just was not feeling very attractive. I just was like, I got to do something. And so I had gotten in my email a Groupon for like a, you know, very cheap like cut and a highlights and a cut or something like that. And we were very poor at the time, and it was a really good deal. So I jumped on it and I made an appointment and I went there. And at the time I was binge watching Once Upon a Time, which if you don't know, it has Jennifer Goodwin in it, and as well as a ton of other really great actors. And I was absolutely obsessed with her. And I just thought she was just the most beautiful person I had ever seen. And in the show, she's got a very short pixie cut. And I just thought like, that's so cute and so edgy. And I want to be her. And so I got in my mind, but I already had kind of shortish hair. I actually had a pretty cute haircut, but I just, you know, I needed something different, or I wanted something different. And so I thought like, I'm going to get this pixie cut, and I'm going to feel fabulous. And I'm going to be super cool, like edgy, like first time mom, and just going to feel great about it. And so I went there, and not only did I discover I don't look good with that style of haircut, but the guy just did it was objectively just a really bad job. Like he just did a very poor job cutting my hair. And, you know, again, being 8 months pregnant, like that's the last thing that you need. And so I remember just seeing him just chop away at it and just thinking to myself, you know what, it'll be okay. I'll get home, I'll fiddle with it, I'll style it myself, and it'll be fine. And I got home, I fiddled with it, it was not fine. And so I just thought, okay, you know what? Again, I'm going to be optimistic. I had a work event that I had to go to the next day. And so I picked out my favorite shirt and I was like, okay, I'm going to wear this. I'm going to wake up extra early. And it'll be fine. Woke up really early the next morning, and I'm for probably an hour fiddling with my hair, trying to do something with it. and is just not going well. So at some point I walk out of the bathroom just bawling, and my husband is like, oh my gosh, like what happened? Like, are you okay? What's going on? And I just threw, like, you know, those kind of sobs where you're like trying to catch your breath, like in between you crying. I think I hadn't cried like that since I was like 5. And I'm just in between these sobs, I'm going, I don't feel pretty. And he just, you know, he was so sweet, and he gave me this great big hug, and, you know, did all the things that a great spouse is supposed to do, and does, you're beautiful, and all of that. And so I'm like, all right. So I wipe away the tears and I go to this work event, and it was not good. I actually ended up having a hairstylist friend of mine. You know, I called her up and I was like, hey, you need to do something with this. And she was able to, you know, repair it, you know, pretty well. And, you know, I mean, mostly I just had to let it grow out. And I also vowed I would never cut my hair, A, that short again. And B, I told my husband, I was like, never let me get a significant haircut while I'm pregnant again. And he's hold true to that promise. Well, what the heck does that have to do with creativity, right? So it reminded me of that, because I think sometimes when we're in a spot where we, like a dry spell, or we are, you know, we're hitting that writer's block, we're maybe feeling disenchanted with our creativity, or whatever it is, we're feeling just kind of, I don't know, kind of blah, kind of the way I did about the way I looked at 8 months pregnant. I think one of our inclinations, or maybe I'm alone in this, but mine is sometimes just to blow everything up, right? Blow it all up, start over, or don't start at all. Just stop, just quit. You know, throw the baby out with the bathwater, all of those kind of euphemisms. But I think now what I know, going back to the hair analogy, is when I'm feeling that way, when I'm kind of feeling like, ugh, like I just don't like what I look like or how I feel, I know now, right? Chopping off all my hair is not usually the answer. Usually if I go to the salon and I get just like a little trim, just clean up my hair a little bit, just maybe a couple of highlights here or there, it's usually all that I needed, right? So it was usually like a small change or a small adjustment. And I'm like, I'm feeling much more like myself. I'm feeling a lot better about things. And a lot of times in my own creative life, that same sort of concept applies. And I am one who's so guilty of, like, when things aren't going well, and in whatever case, you know, if it's my job, if it's my own creativity, if it's even, to be honest, sometimes this podcast, I'm like, I just get disenchanted, or I feel bored, or I feel too busy, or I feel just stressed. My natural inclination is just, you know what? Forget it. Like, we're just blow it all up. Like, we're just going to stop doing everything. And I think if, you know, if I can get psychological here for a moment, I think sometimes that's maybe in an effort to control things, right? So I think a lot of times when we feel stressed, when we feel unsure about what we're doing or our purpose or our significance, we that's not a great feeling. Those aren't great feelings to have. And so I think sometimes we want to feel in control. We want to feel like we have some say over how things are going, how we are feeling about it. And so sometimes blowing it all up is maybe one way to feel like we have some sort of control. And so I think, you know, lately I've kind of been in that space where I, you know, we just got out of a really, last month, the month of October, was a completely chaotic and busy month. And it was then that I was just like, well, actually right before then, I had gotten really serious about, like, okay, I'm going to do all these things on social media. I'm going to post these sort of posts. I made a whole content schedule for myself. And not to say that any of that kind of stuff is bad. It was actually really great to put that all down on paper and to have a plan. But at some point I was like, you know what? Life got really busy, and I had the temptation to just be like, you know what? I'm going to stop everything. I'm just going to throw it all away. And I realized, I kind of came back to the idea of, like, you know, sometimes maybe what you need is just a little bit of an adjustment. And so I cut back a little bit. You know, I decided instead of doing, you know, 3 posts a week on Instagram, I was going to do 2. Instead of Posting every single week. I was only going to do 3 out of 4 weeks a month. And instead of doing, feeling the pressure to put out, 2 podcast episodes a month, if I missed a month, that was okay. I was going to give myself grace. And I think making those adjustments, and I've done that before when I've kind of taken a step back or just given myself some breathing room, it has helped me to be able to remember what it is that I love about what I do, right? It helps me feel like there is space to have creative conversations with people to create myself, my goodness. And those are the moments when I realize like, no, blowing it all up is not the answer. And so I don't know if any of that relates, but I guess the encouragement or the message here is just to remember that, we like to think in all or nothing terms. And sometimes all we need is a little bit of an adjustment to help us feel more like ourselves and to help us remember what it is that made us fall in love with whatever it is that we're doing, to give us enough breathing room to love creating again in whatever form we create, whether that is, cooking dinner for our kids or whether that is, making pottery or making jewelry, or whether that is just, tending to our garden or whatever sort of creative outlet you have. It doesn't have to be something that makes you money. It can be something that just you do because you enjoy it. And, again, since one of the underlying ideas of this podcast is that everything that we do is creative. I mean, even thinking about really searching out those things that breathe us life and making room for some of those things. So sometimes that means taking a step back from something else so that a different thing can kind of step forward and fill in those spaces. So hopefully that is of some encouragement. Hopefully you resonate with that somehow. At the very least, if you are 8 months pregnant, now you know not to go get a crazy haircut or dye your hair, some random color. I don't know. Maybe that will breathe life into you. It did not work for me. So maybe just don't use a Groupon. Maybe that's the underlying message. But I just thank you so much for listening. I hope that, you are getting a lot out of this podcast, out of these bonus episodes. If you haven't already, please check out my websites or you can go to iammadetocreate.com. And then Instagram also is at @iammadetocreate. And, if you're not already subscribed to my monthly newsletter, at the end of every month, I send out a newsletter that has a blog post that I've written, something about creativity, obviously. And then we'll also share any updates about podcasts coming out, sometimes I'll do live art events, workshops, things like that. So that'll all be in there. And then I'll usually also do like a creatives, highlight. So where I'll highlight just some other creative that, is doing cool things that I think you might want to know about. And so I'll usually highlight them in that newsletter as well. But if you go to my website at iammadetocreate.com, scroll all the way down, there's a subscribe to my newsletter button. And so you click on that and type in your email, and then you'll be getting those monthly newsletters. So lots of ways to stay connected. But also, obviously checking out the podcast is a great way too. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. And we'll see you next time.